are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Tuesday episode. Boy, we're really going to dive into things that have happened on the Almost Famous podcast over the last few days. Ben Higgins, man, has he stepped in it or what? And then really the only other thing we're going to talk about this podcast is the Tom Brady roast that happened on Netflix on Sunday night. I've got a lot of thoughts about this, and we'll get to all that momentarily.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So here we go. First off, with a podcast that happened yesterday, the Almost Famous podcast, Ben Higgins and Ashley I. This was so head-scratching, I don't really know what to do with it. But in case you missed it, yesterday, Ben Higgins, just out of the frickin' blue, decided to say this. This is a rumor. I want to be clear that as I preface this is a rumor of a generalization of a conversation that Gary Turner and Teresa Nist had, and I think you're going to find it interesting. And he went on to say, there is a rumor that on Teresa's visit to Indiana, Gary picked Teresa up at the airport, claiming that prior to the trip, the pair were already not seeing eye to eye on life with each other. And Teresa says to him, wow, look at all the beautiful untouched land. Think about what could be done if they developed it. Condos, office buildings, apartments. Think about the towns that could congregate in these open fields and think about the people that would be interested in moving here. And look at that lake. There's a lake with only cornfields around it. Think about it if they build up a resort where people could vacation to, Ben alleged. And Gary's comment back to her, again, a rumor, was, you don't take that land from a farmer. He also said, this was a big start to them disagreeing on how they saw the world and what they imagined for the world and how they wanted to invest into the world. Ashley I then called him out and said, I think you made that rumor up. And Ben said, I have sources and I trust my sources and I believe this to be true. I've been covering Bachelor Nation for over 20 years now, and there was a time that obviously I ran with rumors and presented them as true, even if I couldn't prove them. If they were proven to me, I'm just never going to out my sources. So I understand Ben saying, well, I'm not going to give up my source on this. But I've never heard anybody preface something by telling everybody, hey, everyone, this is a rumor, and this is just a generalization of a conversation that two people had that I'm going to now basically word for word give back to you. How can you say this is a rumor and it's a generalization of a conversation and then almost give a detailed description of what happened in that conversation? Now, I'm not saying that this conversation didn't happen. And this conversation, it's not even far-fetched to think that conversation happened. That Teresa's like, wow, look at all this land out here. I think you could build stuff here. And then Gary says, no, you don't take that land from a farmer. I could totally see that conversation happening. I'm just wondering why Ben Higgins prefaced this by saying and made sure to tell everybody, hey, this is just a rumor. But then he's saying his sources, he believes his sources and they're 100% real. And he believes it to be true. I'm so confused on what he's trying to get here. You know when I give you a spoiler. Like, hey, this is it. You know? I don't give rumors anymore. If I get rumors, I would be telling you stuff daily. There's a reason it's a rumor. It's because I can't prove that it's true. So either Ben doesn't know the definition of a rumor, or he's clearly relaying this information that he believes to be true. But for whatever reason, he's prefacing it by saying, hey, don't jump down my throat. This is just a rumor. It's like, well, Ben, how much of a rumor is it when you're literally telling us details of the conversation? Sounds pretty intricate to me. Sounds fairly detailed, like you know exactly what was said because somebody told you about it. Probably someone in those two parties that were driving in the car. And Ben has much closer ties to Gary than he does Teresa. Ben is from Indiana. Teresa visited Indiana. I'm just saying. I'm not sitting here and saying I know what Ben's source is, but come on. I don't think it's hard to figure out. This came from Gary's side. And if this is what broke them up, if this is something that really got under Gary's skin and realized, oh, well, I can't be with her, then that's for everyone to judge. But just the way this was presented, again, Nick does this way more than Ben does, but you're literally throwing out there something that you're saying you don't even know if it's true or not, just a rumor, but then you're giving information that's making either one or possibly both parties look bad. Again, if I did this exact same thing, I would get crucified. And I know this because I used to do it. And I used to get crucified. So the hypocrisy, once again, is laughable. That I understand. And look, maybe Ben, and this is all a, hey, I want to make the headlines on Us Weekly, which this story was yesterday. Maybe this is all about getting attention to their podcast. Maybe it is about clickbait. I don't know. I have no idea what the motivation for this is. But the way this was presented makes no sense to me whatsoever. Either you don't say anything at all, or you say, I've got sources on Gary's side that are telling me this. You don't throw it out as a rumor and then give a detailed description of what two people said to each other driving in a car. Just, what? How would you possibly know that much of like, he's literally quoting. Ben is saying, Teresa said, wow, look at all this beautiful untouched land. Huh? Were you in the back seat? Were you driving the car? Were you the Uber driver? What happened here? So bizarre. But that was the latest yesterday from the Almost Famous podcast. What happened at the end of last week was also quite interesting in that Caitlin Bristow went on Ben and Ashley's podcast and basically told Ben she had beef with him for a couple months because he went on Chris Harrison's podcast with Jason and he gave his thoughts on their relationship. Now, I'm not going to wade too much into this because I didn't listen to it. But I do know from some of the things that I read on the transcript on Apple Podcasts. What I don't understand from Caitlin's side is she has to know Ben Higgins and Chris Harrison have been close for years. Like, they're golfing buddies. They golf all the time together. And every time they golf together, they make sure to let everybody know on their Instagrams that they're golfing together. So I almost feel like Caitlin is a little Ariana in this situation. Hey, I broke up with him. I don't want you hanging out with him, Jason, which in turn led to Chris because it was a guy's weekend. They all golfed as well. And I think that was a little bit much asking Ben to just never hang out with Chris Harrison anymore. I understand that she feels a little betrayed by Chris Harrison because of how he conducted that interview. And she felt like he kind of got Jason was trying to dig for information, which he was. In what I read, he clearly was trying to get Jason to talk about the relationship more. And Jason really didn't take the bait from what I read. It's not like he went into detail and crucified Caitlin or did anything really negative. But was Chris asking questions about relationships in general? And did you lose yourself in certain relationships? Like, we all know what he was doing. But Caitlin calling out Ben for it, and essentially saying, like, I don't know if she was like, why did you go on his podcast or why do you still talk to him? That seems a little Ariana to me, because Ben was never going to give up his friendship and golfing buddy as buddy with Chris Harrison because Caitlin and, you know, because Chris Harrison and Jason are friends. You know, I didn't quite understand that one either. So maybe it is a podcast that I'll spend a little more time listening to so I can understand Caitlin better more in this situation. Like, I don't think it's a horrible deal. It's not like she trashed Ben. She just felt apparently a little betrayed by him for, I guess, either going on the podcast or giving his thoughts. I think maybe it had more to do with him giving his thoughts on her and Jason's relationship when he didn't know all the details of it, which is fine. If that's the case, I understand her being a little hurt, but basically saying she was mad at him for 2 months without saying anything, like, how is he supposed to know if you don't say anything? And he said he found out through one of her Instagram posts where she was not happy. And sometimes, I'm sorry, I've lost track of some of the times that Caitlin has thrown shade in her Instagram posts because she does it quite a bit. And she leaves a lot of cryptic messages out there. So I'm not going to sit here and dissect which one was sent when and who she was referring to. It's almost like a Taylor Swift song with her sometimes. It's just like, okay, we know she's talking about somebody from her past, but we just don't know who because she's got so many times that she does it. And Taylor has so many songs where she does it. But I guess the good thing about Caitlin is she will address it. Taylor Swift is never, ever, ever going to say, yes, I wrote this song about this guy. I wrote this song about this guy. She just loves to keep people guessing, even though her clues are pretty obvious. But still, she's just never going to say, yes, that's who I wrote it about. Just not going to happen. Caitlin is addressing some of the shade that she threw in Instagram stories and said, yeah, I was mad at Ben for a couple months there because I didn't appreciate what was said. It just so happened that she went on his podcast to tell him this when could it have been taken care of in a conversation over the phone between the two of them, in an email exchange, in a text conversation? Yeah. But again, they want this to be out there, and this is the way they chose to handle it. This podcast is brought to you by Way. Ladies, go ahead and say it. Just say it. You can say it before me now because you know what I'm about to say. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I don't use it, but it's been sent to me numerous times by Way so I can pass it along to my friends who do have frizz issues with their hair, and they absolutely love it. Saves them time when they're getting ready. Provides immediate frizz control for up to 72 hours, plus heat protection, up to 450 degrees. It helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. According to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. Isn't that what you want? Summer months coming up, if you live in the South, and you live in the Southeast, or even sometimes the Northeast, where it's very humid, don't you need an anti-frizz cream for your hair? I think you do. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Finally, going to spend the last half of this podcast talking about the Tom Brady roast that happened on Netflix over the weekend. I think one of the best things about this was that it was live. Because every time we've gotten roasts in the past from Comedy Central, whether it was the roast of Flava Flav or Larry the Cable Guy or Roseanne Barr or Donald Trump, I've watched every single one of them. I still have some of them saved on my DVR. The only problem with those is you pretty much knew the best jokes going in because they're all taped in advance. And most of the entertainment sites put out the fact that, hey, here were some of the best lines from this roast on Comedy Central that's going to air, you know, in 2 weeks or whatever. Netflix decided to bring it back. By the way, we haven't had a roast on Comedy Central or anything. They've kind of gone away. But I think after the success of Sunday Night, I got to imagine Netflix killed it with that roast. They're going to bring them back, and they're going to do them on Netflix, and they're going to be live, which is great. Now, not all roasts and most roasts are not for everybody, because there were some absolute disses going on this roast. Things that I think if you are on a certain side would find incredibly offensive and disrespectful. And for me, I just know going in, it's a roast. The whole point of a roast is not to get up there and tell jokes. It's to get up there and cross the line on certain topics. That's what they do on roasts. They're jokes. And I know they're not being said about me. So I just look at it as these are what comedians can do. I've always found it weird. Don't get me wrong. I've always found it weird that comedians can say things that the average person can't. And they can say it because they're saying, well, it's a joke and this is my job to tell jokes. So what if I just said, or anybody just said, well, I'm making a joke out of this. You know, most other people would get canceled. Comedians, I mean, there are some people that are walking out of comedy clubs, but I mean, to me, that doesn't make any sense, especially when it comes to a roast. I just don't understand. You have to know what you're getting into when you go see a comedian or when you go see a roast, especially a roast, because it's not like they're going to teeter on the edge and just get up to that line. No, they're going overboard and they're going over that line. The roast was about Tom Brady, yes. But everybody that's up on the dais also becomes fair game. The host of the roast, Kevin Hart, becomes fair game. So you knew he was going to get a bunch of small jokes and the fact that he's tiny. That's expected. What I'll say is this. I've seen all the roasts, every single one of them. And for my money, pound for pound, Nikki Glaser is the best roaster out there. There are some other good ones. Jeff Ross, obviously the king of roasts, is good. I don't think anybody fillets people up on stage more than Nikki does, because Nikki has zero filter. And yes, a lot of the other ones don't have a filter either. But I just thought Nikki's set was so much more brutal and so much more harsh and had so many more memorable lines than anybody else. I mean, to me, one of the things, one of the topics that got a lot of run by a lot of the first fewer, like four or five roasters, was Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, having a new boyfriend who is her jiu-jitsu teacher. So everybody was going in on Gisele banging her new teacher and stuff like that. When Nikki Glaser said, knowing your ex-wife's new boyfriend can beat your ass while eating hers, I mean, that's just a great joke. I don't care who you are. That is great writing, and that's a great joke. But she had so many other good ones. I'm not going to sit here and go over all of them, but listening to that whole roast, I thought she was the best. The other thing I want to say about these roasts is I love roasts. I don't care who they're roasting, whether it's a celebrity or a comedian or an athlete. However, to me, when the comedians get up there and roast, those are the ones that I like the most. When Julian Edelman and Bill Belichick and Rob Gronkowski and Randy Moss get up there, yes, we're very well aware that writers write their whole material. They didn't write any of their jokes. They're written by other people. They're just up there to deliver them. The problem is, when you deliver something like that, part of being a great comedian is being articulate and knowing inflection in voice and how to deliver a joke. None of those athletes knew how to deliver jokes. It didn't hit for me. Now, there were some really great jokes written, but I didn't think they were delivered well, which kind of killed the joke. Everyone's talking about how hilarious Bill Belichick was. I don't think he was hilarious at all. I think whoever wrote the jokes had some good one-liners, but his delivery was so terrible because he's not a comedian. I'm not holding anything against him. This isn't his job. He doesn't know how to deliver a joke. His best joke of the night might have been his first one, where he was basically saying, I love being here for the roast of Tom Brady. Better than the Apple TV series that was the roast of Bill Belichick. The problem with that is he absolutely murdered the line and he flubbed it three times. It's just, so yeah, it was a good line, but it's so much better when Nikki gets up there, when Jeff Ross gets up there, when Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer get up there. They're comedians. They're professionals. They do this for a living. You know, the other thing is they speak into the microphone. Like, I heard all of their jokes because they know how to talk into a microphone. The athletes were kind of up there against the microphone and then looking away to look at their boys on stage and turning away from the mic when they were delivering some of the, that's what I mean. It's all about delivery and your inflection and the timing of a joke. And they're just not any good. So I loved the roast, and there were some unbelievable jokes in there and some really below the belt lines from a lot of people. But I just like it when the comedians are the ones that do the roasting. I understand they have to include other people, but I just don't think those jokes are all that funny. Everyone's saying Bill Belichick was so great up there. We saw him in a different light because he literally is just a guy who we think is the most miserable human on earth, never smiles, all this stuff. So yeah, we got to see a different side of him. But his delivery was so poor, it really hurt the jokes. It's the way I look at it. But I absolutely think we're going to get at least one or two of these a year now on Netflix because it's so much better live. Kevin Hart can host all of them for all I care. I think he's hilarious. He was so good in between jokes because you have to kind of keep the show flowing. You have to take shots at other roasters, and then after their set, you have to, you know, you have to basically take what they said in their set and come up with jokes on the fly, which not easy to do. I thought he was great, but the athletes, whatever to me. But go and watch it if you can. Nikki Glaser, I think, was in the first 30 minutes. She absolutely destroyed it. It might be online. You don't even have to go to Netflix. She absolutely killed. It was one of the best roast sets I have ever heard. Because she got everybody. She filleted everybody. And it was hilarious. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review, but please hit play. It's the only way it counts as a download. The transcription for this podcast will be up on realitysteve.com shortly after this podcast is posted. So thank you all for listening. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. I really appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.